You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله عليه السلام brothers and viewers of Madani channel. You are watching our program, Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. This program is designed for people, is designed for the viewers like yourself. If there's any problems that you are facing, you know, it could be medical problems, could be spiritual problems, or it could be anything. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will try to give you spiritual cures for them. Today, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I have already a few messages that I want to read, and inshallah we'll take that further on as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please can you give me some wazifa to read for a toothache? Inshallah azza wa jal. I'll try to get you a wazifa for toothache as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please can I have a wazifa for stomach ache? Okay, wazifa for stomach ache. Inshallah azza wa jal. We'll try to get you a wazifa for that as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, is there anything that you could help me with, as I have swelling in my hands and my feet as well? If there is a spiritual cure for that as well, inshallah azza wa jal, I'll try to get you one for that as well. So if you have toothache, if you recite Suratul Quraysh 21 times and do them on salt, then inshallah azza wa jal, take that salt and then rub that on the teeth, inshallah azza wa jal, by doing that 3 or 4 times, Allah ta'ala inshallah will give you shifa as well, inshallah. This is from Amir al-Sunnah's booklet, Bimar Abid, page number 30 of the Bimar Abid of the Urdu book. Also, there is another wazifa for, your dar, as they say, your molars, you know, you see, as a dar here, here at the back, your molars. If you write Ya Allahu 7 times on a piece of paper, and then as we wrap it around like a ta'weez, then just put it between the two molars, your dar, yeah, between the two, and then just bite it slightly on that, inshallah, so that you will see that it will start to get better as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. There's another wazifa that you can read as well. Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. If you read that 3 times, and do them on your finger, blow on your finger, and then where the pain is, just take your finger and then just rub, massage over the painful area. Inshallah, azza wa jal, you will see Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa kamila. I've received a message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to do an istikhara for my son to see if a police apprenticeship is better for him. Okay, code word London. No problem, inshallah. We will try to pass this forward and we'll get the istikhara done, inshallah. Before we move on, inshallah, someone wanted a wazifa for stomach pain. Then, if you write this verse of the Quran, لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينظفون. لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينظفون. If you write this verse, this is on para number 23. Surah As-Safat, verse number 47. If you blow on water, so get a glass of water. لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينظفون. Read it 3 times and then blow onto the water and drink that water, inshallah azawajal, Allah ta'ala will give shifa'i kamila, inshallah azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I am finding it difficult to find a spouse for myself. Is it possible that you could help me? Inshallah azawajal. No problem, inshallah azawajal. As soon as I get the wazifa for that, I'll inshallah azawajal mention that to you as well, inshallah azawajal. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Is there anything that could help me with my memory, as I have my exam coming up? Please, if you can help me, that will be brilliant, inshallah. Yeah, alhamdulillah, azawajal, this is why we're here for, trying to give you these spiritual cures as well. Remember, you know, where, you know, we have the exams of this dunya, worldly exam, there will be an exam coming that is going to be on the hereafter. And worldly exams, you might fail them, yeah, no problem, you can resit them again. But this exam that's going to happen on the day of judgment, or even the exam that is going to happen inside the grave, we cannot resit that. So we need to prepare for that. Someone wanted a wazifa for marriage. When going to sleep, recite Suratul Ikhlas 41 times with Durood Sharif 11 times before and after, and pray just for the marriage. Yeah. So before you go to sleep, 41 times Surah Ikhlas. Yeah. Make sure that every time you read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim as well, and then 11 times Durood Sharif before and after, and then inshallah azawajal make dua for your marriage. And remember, don't have good intentions that you're not going to have anything haram or those things that are forbidden in Sharia during the marriage. You know, inshallah azawajal, make them good intentions, Allah azawajal will give you. Now, it didn't mention who the wazifa was for. If it was for an Islamic brother, then yes, you need to read that 41 times. If it's an Islamic sister, then during the days of menses, instead of reading Qul huwa Allahu ahad, just start from huwa Allahu ahad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. I live in a house, sadly, where none of the people in my family are practicing Muslims. Is there anything that I could do that I could turn them towards the deen? My children and my husband are non-practicing Muslims. If I can do anything to help them, inshallah. Now, it is sometimes really difficult, you know, where, especially when you are a namazi yourself and you'll be living in a family where, you know, either the wife or the children or the children and the husband will not be offering their salah. So it's very, very important that we keep on giving them the da'wah, the invitation. Inshallah, azawajal, one day they will start to become namazi. You know, that they say that sometimes what happens, if you say to people again and again that, you know, read your namaz, offer your salah, read the Quran, read this, then what happens is, sadly, sometimes these people, they get put off. Even though, you know, you're saying it for their benefit, but, you know, try to say it in a way that, you know, will be really relaxing for them. Don't shout at them, don't scold them, you know, how dare you don't offer your salah, you know, you're so old, you've got even kids and you're not offering your salah. Then instead of making things better, that could turn, make things worse. Now, you've got a wazifa for that as well, inshallah. Read Surat Fatiha with Bismillah. You need to recite Bismillah Rahman Rahim, read Surat Fatiha 11 times, and then blow on water and give that water to your husband to drink. Inshallah, so the thing will be much easier as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I did my istikhara last week and it turned out to be evil eye. Is there anything that you could help me to cure my evil eye? I think if we did istikhara last week, if you did it with us, you know, on the channel, then I would have mentioned to you the wazifa to read as well, or the tariqah to get rid of the evil eye as well. But if you did not listen to that, no worry, inshallah, I'll repeat that again. The easiest one is recite La ilaha illallah 60 times and blow onto the patient. Inshallah azawajal, the influence of evil eye will disappear. So the easiest one is La ilaha illallah 60 times. Inshallah azawajal, the evil eye effect will disappear as well. Inshallah azawajal. Also, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum 786 times, write it on a piece of paper, and then fold that and keep that with you, in or tie it on your arm or your neck. Inshallah Azzawajal, the effects of evil eye will be removed, inshallah Azzawajal. But like I said, please make sure that you read it with the tajweed. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. So sometimes people say Ya Ayyu, Ya Qayyum. It's not Ya Ayyu, it's Ya Ha, Hayyu. And it's not Qayyum, it's Qayyum, Qaf. So try to read it with tajweed, inshallah, as well. I'm sure, you know, things will be much better for you as well. There was another tariqah of curing the evil eye. You know, let me mention that as well, because this is also a very effective way of removing evil eye. Hold 7 red peppers in your hand and circulate your hand around the top of the patient. Begin and end at his or her right shoulder. Then place the peppers on a hot frying pan or a tawa, or on a burning stove cooker. If you can't smell anything, then repeat this action. If after a few times the burning peppers start to smell, then it means that the evil eye has been cured. You don't need to do it anymore. I've got a message, mashallah, message from Taiba and Inaya Majid, mashallah, I did promise them that if they watch the program, I might give them a shout out. So Inaya and Majid, mashallah, and they're asking also, can you give us a wazifa for headache, inshallah, azawajal. I will give you a wazifa, and inshallah, azawajal, you can try to read the wazifa. Allah Ta'ala give you shifa'i kamila as well. Ji, Ya Salamu. If you read that 11 times, Ya Salamu, yeah, and then do dham on someone. So read Ya Salamu 11 times. Do dham on someone. Either do it 3 times, 7 times, or 11 times. Inshallah, after the 11th time, you know, if it's a really serious one, then after the 11th, inshallah, azawajal, the pain will, inshallah, azawajal, go away. So Inaya, you need to read Ya Salamu 11 times and do dham on the head. If it's you or your sister, whoever it is, do dham on the head, read Ya Salamu 11 times. And then what you need to do is do it 3 times. So once you've read it 11 times, do it again for 11 times. Do it the 3rd time for the 11th time, and then blow onto the head. If it's better, then that's fine. If not, then repeat that at least 3 times, 7 times, or 11 times. Allah Ta'ala give shifa'i kamila to whoever is ill as well. Also, there is another way you can do that as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you read that, if you do dham, and inshallah azza wa jal, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa'i kamila as well. So both of these is up to you. Ya Salamu 11 times, you know, read it 3 times. Yeah, so you read Ya Salamu 11 times, and then read it again 3 times. And blow, or read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, the pain will go. Or if you write that on a piece of paper, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then put that on the head, so that it's touching the head or the part where the pain is, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the pain will go away. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We live in a very small house, we've got a small family, but we tend to lose a lot of things. Is there anything that we can read to avoid any things being lost? Okay, inshallah, azza wa jal. So if it's, for example, anyone, you know, if you've lost anything at home, number one is do not blame anyone. You know, don't play a blame game. You know, I bet it's him, I bet it's her, I bet it's our auntie, I bet it's our uncle who comes to our house, I bet it's him. They keep stealing our things. You know, do not blame anyone, because what's going to happen is most of the time they don't even know what is happening. And when you start to blame, then things will get more bad in the family. You know, if things start to do get missing, most of the time what happens, it is sometimes the jinnat that they will play, and they will, you know, they will cause you problems. But inshallah, as well, there is a wazifa that if you recite, then inshallah, as well, things will not go missing. The wazifa is a very simple one. لا إله إلا الله 1008 1008 times. If you recite that, inshallah, Allah willing, you will find your lost stuff. And now that could be a person, it could be a car, it could be gold, or it could be any money as well. So read La ilaha illallah 1008 times, and inshallah Azzawajal, Allah Ta'ala will help you as well, inshallah. So keep reading that every day, inshallah, as well, thing will start to get better as well, inshallah Azzawajal. Jee, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please can you help us? We have a lot of infighting at our home. We are really, really in stress. We do not know what to do. Okay, inshallah, Azzawajal, I'll try to give you a wazifa very soon. But remember, you know, domestic disputes or family breaking up, husband and wife having these arguments, try to look for a way out of them. Not try to look for something that, you know, we can look against that person. Yes, you did this, you did that. You know, the best thing is that try to avoid these kind of arguments. Now, if you live in a family where you've got children, you've got kids, and husband and wife are always fighting, then what will happen is that's going to have a very, very detrimental and a very bad effect on the children as well. So please make sure that, if there is an argument, then make sure the children are not there. At least that's the least we can do. Or else what happens normally is, you know, we'll be fighting with one another, arguing with one another, and then what will happen is the children will be there listening to all that as well, and they will find it really, really difficult to tolerate that. And I've seen, sadly, you know, families split up, families break up, but then what happens is the children that always are the losers. Why? Because children, you know, they will have nightmares, and they will have to, sometimes they will live for that, you know, all their life. Now just imagine if your parents are fighting in front of you, these children, they'll see flashbacks. And I've talked to children like that, because, you know, I've got dealing with the madrasa as well. And, you know, so many children come and they say that, you know, they can't find it, you know, easy to sleep at night. They're difficult. They're always scared. When dad comes home, we're always scared. Why are you always scared? Mummy's always scared. Or maybe it's vice versa. So please, do not, you know, if there is someone who is having an argument, the best thing is just walk out of the argument, go into a different room, go upstairs, do whatever, but do not stand in that same room. And if it's the same person who keeps on arguing, why are we doing it? Yeah, the thing is, you need to understand that arguing does not solve anything. No problems are ever solved with arguing. Sit down, have an adult conversation, sit down, talk to one another, try to get other family members involved, not involved, especially those family members who are religious. I've seen where family members get involved. Yeah, there might be whatever, you know, worldly education that they'll have, but instead of making things better, things turn towards the worst. So try not to involve any person like that. You know, try to have religious people, try to get the Imam Sahib involved, and always look for a better solution. If a husband harasses his wife, then she should read Ya Mu'minu, Ya Mu'minu, Ya Mu'minu after Isha Salah for 1100 times with Durood 3 times before and after. After recitation, she should imagine as if she is in the shade of the Arsh and her husband is under the Arsh, then blow while imagining him and sleep without engaging in a conversation. If the wife harasses the husband, he should do the same. So the wazifa that we need to read is 1100 times Ya Mu'minu. Or if the husband is angry with his wife, then the wife should read Ya Mani'u, Ya Mani'u, Ya Mani'u before going to sleep. Read Ya Mani'u, and inshallah Azzawajal, Allah Ta'ala will remove his anger, his hatred, his anger, inshallah Azzawajal will be removed. The duration is until the purpose is achieved. Now it could be vice versa. So please make sure that you read these wazifs, whatever is easier for you, Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make it easier for you. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. I have a child who is very rude and disobedient to me. Is there anything that I can do to help him get better, because things are very, very awkward in the house? It's a situation where, you know, I can't imagine, Allah Ta'ala forbid, make things better for everyone. But I can't imagine, you know, in a house where the mother and the father are being abused by their own children. You know, young children, boys or girls, shouting at their parents, you know, being a nuisance, being a disobedient to them. And I've seen this sometimes where the parents are saying, go and get me a glass of water. And they'll say, no, you get it, go and get it yourself. You know, again, number one is parents should not tell their children to go and get water or anything like that. You know, if you want to drink water, just say, look, I want to drink water. Yeah, because if you tell your children to go and get me a glass of water and they don't go, they will be sinful. Yeah, they'll be held responsible on the day of judgment. They will be committing a sin. So number one is that if your child is sinful, again, in a disobedient to you, what is the reason? Could there be something that you missed when he was growing up or when she was growing up? You know, just try to sit back and think to yourself, what is it that I missed in bringing him up? Maybe there's something that you're going to identify. But inshallah, so that, as they say, if they're grown old now, obviously, you know, never ever, you know, make bad dua for them. Never scold them in a sense that, you know, may you die, may you perish, you know, may you be destroyed. Never say that to your children, no matter how, you know, rude they are to you. But don't make bad dua for them, because you never know, that could be a time of acceptance and your children will be destroyed by that. Yes, so I've seen many, so we've read many stories regarding this situation where children have been, you know, they went through such a trial and tribulation because of the parents making bad dua for them. And if children are listening, then why are you making your parents make bad dua for you? Why are you making them angry? You should be really, you know, loving towards your parents, because it's your parents that have brought you up this, it's your parents that have given you this beautiful life. You know, they care for you so much, they look after you so much. So in return, can we not, you know, just fulfill some of their wishes? Now, especially if they say to you, go and get some water, and then, you know, our mother prepares the food for us. Do you think that is fair, that you are preparing food for the mother is preparing food, but then what happens is the children, ma'azallah, are disrespecting their parents. May Allah Ta'ala give you a better life, inshallah. So may these problems be removed from your family. There's a very, very beautiful wazifa, inshallah, an easy one as well. It's from one of the verses of the Quran, and it is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٍ. Recite this verse once, standing beside the disobedient child or an adult when they are asleep, with such audible voice that they do not wake up. Now this wazifa should be done at least 11 to 21 days. Read that, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give him, inshallah, barakat, and he will become obedient to you. There is also another wazifa that you can read, is Ya Shaheedu. Recite that 21 times after Salatul Fajr while looking towards the sky. Recite Durood once before and after. So recite Ya Shaheedu, Ya Shaheedu, Ya Shaheedu 21 times after Salatul Fajr while looking towards the sky. Inshallah Azawajal, he will become or she will become obedient to you, inshallah, azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you help us to read our home for my mom, because she always has pain in the joints. Is there anything that you can do? Yeah, inshallah, azza wa jal. Allah Ta'ala give Shifai Kamila to your mom as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. There is a ta'weez that you can go to your nearest ta'weezat basta. It's a thread that we read Wazifa on, and it's a very, very tried and tested method, you know, especially if you've got a joint pain in the arms or the hands or the feet or the ankles, where you need to tie them around the wrist and also on the ankles. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will give you Shifa'i Kamila, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ji, I've got a result for Istikhara. Code word London, and the reply is better. Yeah, it's a better, because he asked for if my son could join the police apprenticeship, is better for him. That's what the Istikhara is. So Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Now, remember, by Istikhara, you cannot gain 100% knowledge, and ilm-e ghaib is not possible through Istikhara. So Inshallah Azza wa Jal, it's a better ishara, you know, it's a sign, it's a good sign. So Inshallah Azza wa Jal, and as the scholars, they say, if you get a good sign, you should try to act upon that as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Can we have a wazifa for driving test, please? Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My wife and I are married for 7 years but don't have kids. Please, can you perform istikhara for us? My name is okay, inshallah. I'll send this forward. My cousin brother is always in his room and is not looking for a job. Please, can you advise? Inshallah. Please, can you advise on my brother? He has left his home with his wife and left his old parents. He doesn't speak to them or wants to see them. Can you give us to read on his behalf or do istikhara, because he doesn't talk to anyone from his family, so he comes back. Okay. If you've got a driving test, then mashallah, there is a wazifa that you can recite. Ya Rafi'u. Ya Rafi'u. 20 times, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will give you success in that as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Or if you read the wazifa, Ya Nafi'u. Again, Ya Nafi'u. Ya Nafi'u. 20 times. Inshallah, before and after, once at least, Durood-e Paak, recite this wazifa. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give you success in your driving test as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Someone wanted advice for one of their cousins who's not looking for a job. The best thing is that, look, to earn halal is a sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah, so to earn halal is farz for us, but it's also a sunnah. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, try to look for a job, try to earn halal rozi. Allah Ta'ala gives more barakat in that as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And for the Islamic brother who inshallah will do the istikhara, but they said that, you know, he's left the home, you know, his parents' home, and he's gone with his wife and his children. So, to be honest with you, because we don't know what the background of the story is, you know, so we can't really say anything regarding that. But obviously parents, you know, are a very, very important part of your life. They're as they say, they're a very important couple in your life. You know, maybe, you know, it's your parents who said something, but what will happen is, if you don't do anything, and you know, your parents, they will still make dua for you as well. And now, you know, if anyone leaves their parents and, you know, doesn't even ring them, doesn't even talk, It doesn't go into the head. Why would someone go to that extent and leave his parents? So please, if you are living with your parents, then make sure that you take care of them, you look after them, you try to fulfill all their needs. Inshallah, you will see the blessings of this in this world and in the hereafter. And as the scholars, they say that someone who stops making dua for his parents, Allah Ta'ala will stop his rizq as well. So if you stop making dua for your parents, Allah will stop your rizq. So your parents are, in actual fact, you know, they are your jahannam and they are jannat. If you can please your parents, then Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will have the gardens of paradise decorated for you. And if your parents are displeased with you, then remember that your parents are displeased, Allah Ta'ala will be angry upon that person as well. Istikhara has been done. There was no code word, but it was regarding for a couple who didn't have any children. The istikhara has been done, and it says that it is a temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jal, a temporary test, and go to the Basta and get a ta'weez for that. Use that, inshallah, Azawajal. Allah Ta'ala will give you and show you happiness as well, inshallah. Another istikhara has been done regarding for someone's brother who left his home with his wife and left their old parents. Istikhara has been done and it's clear there is no black magic or evil eye upon the person. Allah Ta'ala gave, you know, like I said, we don't know what the background is. Again, these things are happening so often that sadly, you know, families are breaking up over little things. Maybe, you know, it might be that, I'm not even saying that this is what's happened to this family, but some of the time what happens is because of the mother-in-law, she's fighting with her daughter-in-law, and, you know, then things start to escalate, you know, and that's where things really get bad. So remember, if you are the mother-in-law, then you need to take care of your daughter-in-law. Alhamdulillah, we still have this culture where the son, you know, even after marriage will stay with his parents. And it's a good thing, alhamdulillah. And the daughter-in-law should not, you know, try to, you know, make her husband make the wrong choice by saying, you know, we need to get another house. You know, either you stay with me or you stay with your parents. You know, what came first? You know, that's that very old question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Now, the same question is, what came first? Did the wife come first or did the parents come first? I'm not going to give you an answer to that, but just think to yourself, yeah? You need to, on one hand, save your family from destruction. On the other hand, you need to, you know, look after and not be disrespectful to your parents. And one of the reasons is because lack of education, Islamic education. You know, I've seen, you know, even if that person has a bit of an Islamic knowledge, inshallah, Azawajal, he will think hard and he will think twice before making that decision. And nowadays, these things are happening too often. And sadly, families are being torn apart. And sadly, things are getting worse and worse day by day. Now again, if you want to save your family from destruction, then make sure that you make that correct choice, or else what's going to happen is that things will really get worse. And inshallah azza wa jal, if we are practicing Muslims, then inshallah azza wa jal, things will be going for the best, inshallah azza wa jal. So make sure, please, that whenever it comes to serving your parents or serving the deen, make sure that you, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, take care of your parents as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, if you can look into my family, there is a lot of problems and we are, you know, breaking up as a family. We heard about your good things, alhamdulillah. Inshallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala make it easier for us as well. And it's nice to see that there is advice available, and inshallah azza wa jal, things will get better, I am sure. Inshallah azza wa jal. The thing is, what I advise, give to you, this advice is mine, solely my advice. It's not from the, any of you. You hear these advices so many times from Amir Ahle Sunnah, alhamdulillah. He does our tarbiyat many times. And mashallah, there's so many advice that Amir Ahle Sunnah has given us. And these are not only the advice of a Wali Kamil, alhamdulillah, these are advices where Amir Ahle Sunnah, you know, alhamdulillah, gives us some professional advice as well. So please make sure that if there's anything that you wish to, you know, you want an advice, then alhamdulillah, the program to watch is Amir Ahle Sunnah's program on Saturday, which is called Madani Muzakara. Remember to try to watch that program. Inshallah, you will see that things will get better as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there anything that we could do for itchiness? Okay. There was a person and he adopted itchiness. You know, he started to itch quite a lot. So what happened was, he traveled on a qafila to Kufa. And as they were going to Hijaz-e-Muqaddas, they stopped at Kufa, at the mazar of Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem. And in his dream, he saw Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem. and he mentioned to him about his itchiness. And Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he read this verse of the Quran. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ This is in para number 18, Suratul Mu'minun, verse number 14. So what happened was, when he woke up in the morning, he was cured. So what you need to do is, read this verse. It's only once that you need to read. Like, for example, if you find any really itchiness on your hands, فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ And then, blow on your hands, or wherever the itchiness is, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa-i kamila, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Salam, can we have a wazifa and some advice for jami'a exams? Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, Allah Ta'ala make you successful in your jamia exams. These are Islamic scholarship exams. And rule number one is revise, you know, try to revise. And the best times the scholars they mention for revision is after Fajr Salah. You know, after Fajr Salah, when your mind is really fresh, that is the best time. Or then after Maghrib Salah, sit down and do your revision. Inshallah, so make dua, recite Ya Nafi'u. Ya Nafi'u 20 times on the day of your exams. Inshallah, Azzawajal, Allah Ta'ala will give you success in that as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the last 3 months, I've been feeling anxiety. I recently split up with my wife. It's been around 3 months when it occurred. Please help me. Inshallah, Azzawajal, let's do the istikhara. And then, Inshallah, Azzawajal, I'll tell you what the, Inshallah, Azzawajal. I think someone wanted just an advice on, you know, about his career, you know, that he wants to, you know, be successful. And I think what it is, everyone who does not want to be successful, everyone wants to be successful. And to be successful, there's a few important things that we need to understand. Yeah, the number one thing is that we need to be, you know, well disciplined. You know, if, for example, if you're doing a job or if you're doing any kind of work, you need to make sure that you arrive at your job 5 to 10 minutes before. Or else what's going to happen is if you arrive there late and you don't have that time discipline, then you might lose your job as well. And also, if there's anything work that is pending, for example, you're doing a job and there's work pending, don't have this mindset that, oh, it's okay, I'll do it tomorrow. Because remember, tomorrow never comes. What happens is, these two things, when you're not disciplined and, you know, you leave a lot of things that are pending, then what will happen is, things will start to get bad, and Allah Ta'ala forbid, you might lose your job and you might even go into problems as well. We did an istikhara the name that we had was Adnan. We did an istikhara and it's come back as clear, so there's no black magic or evil eye on the brother. We did another istikhara someone split up with his wife and they wanted to have an istikhara. The istikhara has come back as waqti azmaish. It's a temporary test from Allah Ta'ala. So please keep reciting Durood-e Paak as well. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, we will remove this difficulty from you as well. At this moment in time, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, it's the end of our program. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.